Syria is blocking aid, but Medical Teams International sending help anyway. Angry crowds burn two pastors to death in Kenya, and ingenuity and hope go far in a Liberian hospital. We'll tell you about these stories and many others like them on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It's been 15 months since SECs in Syria began their attacks against President Assad's regime. The violence is getting worse and more innocent people are being killed. Medical Teams International's Bas van der Zalm says,
there's over 100,000 people who are now receiving food. There are 65,000 and many more now on the way as refugees because it's just too difficult a place. And a number of them are even Christians who are finding persecution and difficulty.
Medical Teams is sending in over $1 million worth of medical supplies at the request of local Christians. Van der Zalm says,
we're hoping as a result of this that the witness of the churches to the love of Christ will be shown in very concrete ways. And as a result of people experiencing compassion and care for their children and their families, that this will draw them to explore God's love for them.
You can help a child with your $10 gift. Connect through our website link. Next, two pastors were burned to death in Kenya last week. The two pastors had been planning an outreach event when a crowd accused them of stealing. Without any confirmation of the crimes, the crowd set the men on fire, charring them to death. Open Doors USA reports police arrested five suspects yesterday, but the pastors' wives are still deeply grieved. Pray for peace for them and boldness for the Kenyan church, which has been under attack a lot lately. This is Mission Network News. The story of Grand Bassa Hospital, a government-run hospital in Liberia, West Africa, is one of perseverance and rejuvenation. Poverty has crippled recovery from a 14-year civil war. Medical staff leaned on ingenuity to cobble tools they needed to meet the needs. International Aid's Jim Loeffler says,
what we're doing now is verifying what they need as far as replacement equipment to upgrade their operating rooms and their OBGYN area, and then continue to work on this project so we can send a container of refurbished equipment, hopefully by the end of the summer.
The biggest reason they come alongside? To keep the doors open for the gospel. They need your help, though.
Missionary health care has been a huge portion of being able to witness to a people group. We support those who are at the tip of the spear in sharing the gospel. A good way to share the gospel is to gain trust of the people you're witnessing to. And what better way to gain trust than to take care of their people?
Meanwhile, for Kids Alive International, a difficult question they face is, do they take kids into child sponsorship first, or do they wait for a sponsor? What would you do? The reality is, if Kids Alive doesn't intervene immediately, some of those kids might not be able to come back and ask for help. There are desperate children who need to be rescued from the streets and cared for like Jesus cares. For some, it could be the difference between life and death. Go to our website to rescue them. And you hear a lot of stories on Mission Network News about church growth in India, so it might surprise you to hear it's kind of new. Here's Dave Stravers from Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India.
India has been close to the gospel for centuries, and now, just in the last few years, it is open for the first time as never before in history. And it's open especially because the children of India are open.
In fact, Stravers adds,
our staff in India say, don't tell us that children are the future leaders of our country. No, children are the current leaders of our country because they're the ones that are making an impact for the gospel.
More reason to tell as many kids as possible about Christ. Enter Mission India's My Passport to India, a video tour series. It gives kids the feel for life in India and invites them to get involved. They can even send kids to Bible clubs. Vital work since
there are at least 10 million kids in India that would enroll tomorrow. If only we could provide them the opportunity.
Get them there with My Passport to India at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If we draw your name, Global Action will send you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy where thousands die every year from exposure in the winter months. Activate your name now. Just go to our website, missionnetworknews.org, and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.